Hello, welcome to He's Hot But Something's Off with me, Jess Joey T. It's official, I've got long hair again. I just didn't cut like the top part of my hair, and now it's so long, I'm able to swoop it back. It's a little hard if you're watching the video version of this podcast, which is available on my YouTube channel, Jess Joey T, and also on Spotify. It's a little hard to tell with the headphones I'm wearing to do the podcasting, but it's like pulled back and like a little to the side, which I kind of like. But every time, there's been a few times over the last few years where I've had kind of longer hair, you know, maybe like 4 or 5 inches long or something. And when I've kind of gone shorter to be just like an inch or 2 inches, like when I cut it a lot shorter, I'll immediately have some friends that tell me, oh, your hair looks better short. But none of them have told me your hair looks better when it's longer. However, I feel like I like my hair longer because for a few reasons. It's easier for me to style. When my hair is short, like an inch, couple inches long, it just goes like straight up. It's got so much volume in it that, and I don't want this like kind of semi-afro type hair where it just like sticks straight up from my head. I have spent most of my life trying to flatten out my hair to reduce the volume. Otherwise, it looks crazy. So a longer hairstyle, like I have now, because it's longer, it just weighs itself down. And the way I style longer hair, it's fine and even good to have some built-in volume. A lot of people want more volume in their hair. I guess especially people with longer hair. So a lot of women, for example. And I'm just thinking, wow, so many people would die to have my kind of hair where it just is naturally so poofy and have so much volume in it. I have spent all my life trying to flatten it and get rid of the volume. But anyways, yeah, I think I like it longer. So when the next time I visit my stylist, which is next month, the last time I got a haircut was April. I'm on the schedule where I only let myself go see my stylist every other month to save money. Vu, it's not because I hate you, it's because I am trying to save money. Properly though, I should be getting a haircut like every month at least, honestly, to keep it looking good consistently. Even after 2.5-3 weeks, it's kind of like it's time, honestly. 3 weeks ideally, but I can't afford to get a haircut every 3 weeks right now anyways. So yeah, I kind of like it. I like my hair pushed back. So there you go. Anyways, I got some good comments from last week's podcast episode. I said a cured, and that was not the right word. And I was talking about the PTO. It's supposed to be accrual. Someone made a comment, and I was like, I knew I was saying that word wrong, and I think I learned a lesson probably and remember what the proper word and pronunciation is now. Anyways, I think some of you liked my office etiquette talk, and I spent so much time in corporate, you know? And yeah, it's the way you have to have a different persona around work. I think, you know, this is something that's been dramatized in a lot of TV and movies, TV shows and movies, for example. But yeah, it is like very two-faced, if I'm not being generous. You know, when you go to work and you have like, you know, all your coworkers and like your boss and other people, blah, 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 blah. And then when you come home, you're like actually yourself. Or, you know, when you're around your friends, you're very, very different. Yeah. But yeah, I'm glad you all like that. I'm happy to give you all more office etiquette types of advice. Well, it's not advice. Like, not, please don't take it as advice as to, last week I did say I gave you all permission to skip work or school. And I still do. And I still think you should. I've never said it was good advice. I just said I give you permission to do something. Doesn't mean that you should do it. I just tell you, I give you permission. So there you go. How are things here in Los Angeles? A lot of you are probably not in LA where I am. What I've realized being here and having owned property for a number of years now, it's quite expensive. Everyone says that California is expensive, okay? But I never really had like a reference point because when I moved out of my parents' place out of college, and they lived in Vancouver in Canada, so, but when I moved from Vancouver to California to take my first full-time job in Silicon Valley, up until that point, I had never I had no knowledge of like what living expenses are. I have no reference point for how much things cost or like all the things you have to pay for that you don't know that you have to pay for until you're like out on your own. Things like utilities or like property taxes or insurance, that kind of stuff, right? So I kind of learned for the very first time how much it actually costs to live by yourself and have to pay for all these things when I moved to California. So because of that, and I've never lived really, well, I have lived in Virginia, kind of near the DC area for like a little over a year, you know, at some point. But other than that, I've been in California like my whole like adult life, basically. So this is the only point of reference I have for how much things cost, like taxes, income taxes, sales taxes, property taxes, insurance, and blah, 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 blah. So I don't really know that it's expensive. It was just like the normal and default for me, right? But now that I'm a little older, even though I still haven't really lived really anywhere else, I am more financially educated now, I guess. There are some financial moves I really wish I made early in my life, but you know, hindsight is 20/20. Anyways, I'm actually thinking about maybe moving out of California. I love LA. I love the SoCal, just the vibe, I guess. When I was growing up, when I was a teenager, even when I was like 8 or 9 years old, and you would watch TV, and you know, like a lot of TV shows, I guess, you know, back then when I was younger, a lot of TV shows for kids or whatever, or that would be popular with teenagers, a lot of them were set in like California or some like slightly beachy type of like town or place, or it was like Hollywood or LA or whatever, at least the shows I was watching. So I guess maybe from that, I have a bit of like a affinity, like a soft spot for California, even though I had never been there before, and more specifically Southern California. And when I was a teenager, I had this phase where I wanted to become an actor, or like I was interested in acting. My goodness, I took a 2-week acting camp thing when I was in Vancouver, and I was like, I don't know, I was like 15 or 16. And that was enough for me to know, don't pursue this, not even as like a hobby, maybe. I think if I did like a little skit or something like that for, I don't know, YouTube on my own channel, I think it'd be decent. But I did do a little bit of acting for OnlyFans. You know, when you watch porn, and sometimes porn, there's like a little bit of a backstory. So I've been in two collabs where, you know, at the beginning of the collab, before the action, you know, there's like a plot to the thing. And I had to do some acting, very light, barely acting in those. And in one of them, the one that had dialogue, I think I was okay. Even by porn standards, it was just like passable. And then for the other one where there wasn't any dialogue, it was all body language, I felt like I could have done way better, and we did like multiple takes, and I didn't know what it looked like until like afterwards. But anyways, yeah, this phase where I think a lot of kids, when you're younger, you're like, oh, I want to be a singer, an actor, a celebrity, you know, like whatever, right? I was like, I don't know, 12, 13, 14. Yeah, but so Probably partially because I had this like phase where I thought I wanted to be an actor. And Hollywood is obviously, you know, synonymous with that, right? You think, you know, acting career, you think Hollywood. So, yeah. And yeah, so for a bunch of these reasons, when I was growing up, I thought like, oh, LA is like the place to be. I want to live in LA. I actually took a road trip from Vancouver all the way down to LA when I was in college, like early on, like junior, sophomore year, something like that. Yeah, so I've always had this soft spot for SoCal, for Los Angeles. And I lived here for a little while now. And the dreams and the aspirations you have as a child or as a teenager don't translate usually or always into adulthood, right? So these days, I'm much more concerned about cost of living, like everyone is, inflation, right? Obviously, that's just life. That's just adult life. Is you need to pay your bills, and you know, like you need to save money for retirement, and blah blah blah. So that's just adulting. That's just finances. But I never envisioned when I was younger that about traveling. I didn't travel hardly at all when I was. Up until I was mentioning the last episode, I didn't really travel until I was, until like a few years after I had like moved out and started my part-time job and got to know more people and started partying, all that kind of stuff. It wasn't until quite recently, relative to how long I've lived, that I really started traveling. So only about, maybe like 7 or 8 years ago, that I actually started traveling to like different places. And I travel regularly now. I can't imagine life without traveling. When I was younger, you know, I didn't do any traveling, and I didn't know that, oh, it's just easy to like, you know, go visit another city for like a few days or like a weekend and just fly back. And I just went to Bangkok and Taipei for like 2 weeks, flew there, did my thing, flew back. It was fine. So what I'm thinking is maybe it doesn't make sense for me right now to live in Los Angeles. It's great. I feel like maybe one day, if I did move out of California, I think one day maybe I might come back. But one of the things I've learned as well is nothing, death and taxes, everything else is not permanent. I'm thinking about just moving to somewhere where I could actually afford I'm in an apartment. I want a house, like a regular house, like a single detached house. Not because I want a yard. I don't want a yard. I don't want to take care of a yard. I don't want grass. I don't want plants. I don't want trees. I'm a very low maintenance type person. Just fill it with like astroturf and gravel and like, what's that called? Drought resistant landscaping or whatever. But I just want a house. I want to have a garage to park in. I don't want to share any walls with anyone. I don't want to itch away. I don't want anyone to tell me what I can do with my house. If I want to like poke holes through the wall for whatever reason, I want to be able to do that. I want to be able to just have an entry directly into my place, which in an apartment, like you don't get to do. That's what I want. I've always wanted that, but a lot of people, they can't afford to have a single detached type of a house. They are forced to live in, you know, apartments because that's all they can afford in that area, right? You know, for example, in Manhattan, like, it just doesn't exist. But if you need to live in New York City because of your job or family or whatever, like you're going to be in an apartment. You could be in a very nice apartment. You'd have a lot of money, but you're still in an apartment, right? You need to like move out to the suburbs or whatever if you want like an actual house. So sometimes it's because the area you live in, and there are houses here, they're just very expensive. And I'm at the point now where, you know, when I was younger, I aspired to have more money. Like more money, because when you're younger, you're climbing the ladder. It's the thing. It's like promotions, more money, nicer house, nicer car, like all that. It's always about more, more, more when you're younger, or at least it was for me. And now I realize I don't necessarily want more. You know, when I was younger, I really liked nice things, right? Like I thought it's like the dream to have like a super nice house, like a fancy house. I want to have like a really nice, fancy luxury car or something like that. Having nice things, I guess it's a societal thing to make you, you know, it's such a consumerist economy in America, right? But now I'm thinking, I don't necessarily want to buy more things. It's nice to be able to easily buy things if you have like the disposable income. But yeah, it's the last year and a bit has taught me, you know what? I really don't make that much money right now, but I'm no less happy than when I was making like way more money just like a couple years ago. Yeah. So to have like that sharp drop in income has taught me like a couple of lessons about my attachment to money, and it's kind of changed the way I perceive money in terms of how it like impacts my happiness for sure, which was something I wasn't expecting. But anyways, yeah, so I'm kind of sort of looking into it, and I think I just want to do it. Yeah, I think I just kind of want to do it. Not having a mortgage is so alluring right now. It's, you know, not having to be on the hook to make this massive monthly payment every month for like the rest of like 30 years or whatever. Because I think in a place like Vegas, you know, if I can keep my, you know, wants and needs modest, I think I can just buy a place outright and not have a mortgage at all. And I would be saving like so many thousands of dollars per month. It's like, it'd be so astonishing how much money I would save, even just in interest over the life of, you know, like the next 20, 30 years. And just to be able to like, just the feeling of having owned a home outright is not something I thought I would achieve until I was like, I don't know, in my 60s or something. But yeah, to have, to own a home outright, no payments, and for it to be like a regular detached house with my own garage. Oh my God, in-suite laundry. When I was searching for a place in LA a few years ago, like when I was at the time when I bought this place, the first thing on my list was in-unit laundry. I want my own washer, I want my own dryer, because in every place that I lived in, since I moved out of my parents' house, I've lived in like a bunch of places. I think if I have to count, I think I lived in about like 8 or 10 different places in like the last, I'm trying to do the math. I don't know, 15-ish years, because like every like year and a half I would move. That's a whole other story we'll tell later. If you're interested, let me know, comment in the YouTube comments. But yeah, and only like 2 or 3 of those places had laundry in our unit, and hate's a strong word. I've always made it work. Like I don't have in-suite laundry here, and I've been able to just use the shared laundry room for, I don't know, I've been here for like 3-4 years now, and it's not that bad, but I just really want it. What's really bad right now is I've got a electric car. I have an EV, and there's no charging here in my apartment. It's just not really possible. So I have to go to like a charger to charge up my car. And sometimes that's like very annoying. I just did it on Sunday morning and it's very annoying. But anyways, it's always been kind of my dream to like have my own house, like a detached regular house, and have my own garage. And well, nowadays have in-suite laundry. I didn't realize when I was a kid that there was shared laundry. But now that I've lived in a bunch of places that has shared laundry, I just really, These are the things I dream about now. You know, when you're younger, you dream about much more interesting things. When you're adult, you dream about washing machines, like just having a washing machine of your own. Not even like a nice one, just being able to like wash your own clothes without leaving your house is like, that's what I fucking jack off to now. So that's the level of adult I'm at now. It's not about some guy. It's not about having like billions of dollars. It's not about whatever nice. It's laundry, washing machines. I just want a washing machine. We're at that level now. So yes, I am looking into it. I don't know if I can make the numbers work. I feel like I don't want to take out another mortgage. I think I just want to like get rid of this place, hopefully for a good, decent price, and take that money and yeah, and just buy a place. I have a friend that, they're a couple actually, a couple of friends, they're partners that are moving to Vegas next year. They already bought a place and they have lived here, but they're going to retire in Vegas. So they're going to kind of start moving over there next year. They already bought a condo there. And I have another friend that just moved over there. But I feel like the final thing that kind of made me think that I shouldn't maybe live in LA right now, at least not in a place like West Hollywood where it's so central, is I don't really take advantage of living in the middle of West Hollywood, right? Younger gay bachelors that live in West Hollywood don't live the life that I live. They go out. I don't. I'm such a homebody that is the idea of living in the middle of West Hollywood. It's nice that you're close to everything. You're not really that far from anything in LA, honestly. But if I was the type of person who goes to, like, who goes out on like a Friday or Saturday night or just on the weekend, goes to like the bars and clubs, does this, does that, blah, blah, blah. I'm just not that kind of person. The things that I want to do out and about are travel. Like, I would, if I had millions and millions in the bank, basically, if the scenario was that I didn't need to make any money and I had just like all my days free, what would I do? This was actually a question my therapist asked me a couple years ago. At that time, I was caught off guard by the question. It's like, oh, if I just had like 50 billion in the bank, like money was just no issue. I more than money that I know how to spend. And, you know, therefore he asked, well, would you have a job? And I said, no, I wouldn't have a job. I only have a job to make money. Like is basically the truth. So he said, oh, well, okay. What would you do instead then if you weren't going to work? And we didn't need to work. And I didn't have an answer. I've thought about it since. And there are a lot of things I would just do if money was just completely, I didn't need to earn money at all. I would do stuff like this. I would create content, but for fun, right? I love to do this podcast. And this is like one of the content creation things where I'm just talking to the three of you. It has no monetization whatsoever. I don't make a single penny out of this. But I would do stuff like this. If I had decent amount of disposable income, I would travel. I would go on the gay cruises that I'm going to. I would go to different parties. And I did used to, you know, travel a lot for parties when I had more cash flow. I would do that. Even if not to go to parties and stuff, just sometimes travel certain places just to visit friends because, you know, as I get older, a lot of my friends are more spread out, not just across the U.S., but in like different countries, right? So I would travel more. I would create content for fun. Like, I'm very into cars, for example. And if I had like free time, I would actually do a blog or like a podcast talking about cars. Not with the intention that it would have a lot of followers or anything like that, just because I like talking about cars. I'm interested about cars, but it didn't need to have any sort of monetization value. I would just, you know, have a car blog or a car podcast just to talk or write about cars. Some of the YouTube videos I do where I just vlog myself traveling, if I would do that. You know, I've got hobbies that I don't do anymore. Like, I don't go for random drives anymore just to drive. Like, when I was in college, I did that all the time. I don't have time to just randomly go for a drive, especially not with LA traffic the way it is. I'm in the middle of LA. You have to drive through all the traffic to get to somewhere where there isn't traffic so you can enjoy driving. So there are things I would do if I didn't need the money. And I just didn't need to, like, work. So I don't know how I got into the topic. But anyways, yeah, it's all about money in this podcast. And yeah, I just need to make some money moves, I think. I think it'd be fun to live in Vegas. Vegas, besides, you know, having a couple of friends there, I like being roughly close to the coast. Would you consider Vegas to be West Coast? Close enough. It's not on the coast, obviously, and it's like a state over. But Nevada, I think, doesn't have a lot lower taxes. I don't think they have income tax in Nevada. And I think something about Vegas, it's that combination of, like, it being an interesting place where there's, like, stuff happening, but the residential neighborhoods are still, like, suburban-ish and, like, quite quiet. But you're not super far away from the action if you wanted some action. And it's a little like there's not any place kind of like Vegas. I kind of like that, you know, like on the strip, there's like so much going on. But if you look at Las Vegas, zoom out and go outside of the strip, a lot of it is just like a regular city where there's a lot of residential. It's quite suburban, like, actually. It doesn't feel like a metropolis. So yeah, something I'm thinking about. So we'll see if it happens. I'm glad to have bought this place. I don't regret buying this place. It's my first place. Yeah, but maybe it's kind of time to move on. We'll see. All right. Keep sending me your comments in the YouTube section of any episode that you like. I kind of really like reading you guys' comments. Actually, someone asked me a couple weeks ago to do a tour of this recording space that you see. You only see this like mint green background behind me and like this table and my mic. You guys don't see anything else. I might do that one day for you guys, but it'd be like a 30 second tour because there's not really that much to tour. But yeah, that might be something I do for you guys. Anyways, we'll wrap up here. So until next time, bye.